Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This Saturday from 9 to 4:30 in Rowan County, UK Forestry will be hosting its third of three woodland owner short courses for this season.
We'll be starting out at the Hayes Crossing Fire Department just outside of Moorhead, and we'll be going to the Lynn Johnson Tree Farm in Carter County for the field site. That program's got a number of different things that should be of interest to landowners in eastern Kentucky.
UK Forester Billy Thomas says they get advanced feedback from landowners in the region to plan the presentations to meet regional interests.
We're going to be talking about things such as wildfire, as well as prescribed fire, how to manage with some of the invasive plants and insects that we have coming into the region. We're going to be talking about how we can improve our timber stands, as well as deal with things such as storm salvage, woodland access roads, and erosion control. And we're going to be talking about grouse habitat there, as well as how to conduct timber sales on your property.
They're asking for pre-registration by tomorrow to get a meal count and prepare materials to meet the numbers. The individual fee is $20, couples for $30. Thomas feels a worthwhile investment.
Spend one day with us at the Woodland Owner Short Course, and we think the information and the connections that you learn there will be invaluable for you and your property for many years to come.
You can get registration information online at ukforestry.org. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Sandy from San Diego.
Farmers, it's big corporations that grow corn, isn't it?
Not so. More than 90% of America's corn crop is grown on family farms. Louis from Louisville.
Family corn farms still exist?
Yes, sir. In fact, America's family farmers are the most productive in the world, growing 20% more corn than any other nation. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
This Saturday's Woodland Owner Short Course in Eastern Kentucky is about education and connections. Billy Thomas says often landowners are interested in selling timber. He says they spend time on that process from an environmental and economic perspective.
We want woodland owners to receive a fair price for their timber. Certainly the logging profession is very dangerous hard work, and woodland owners could not get their product to market without loggers. They are absolutely critical and are often under-recognized for their significant contribution. We just want to see everyone get a fair price for their product.
Thomas says the program has proven extremely popular.
Hearing from landowners the next year or even years later after they've attended the Woodland Owner Short Course and sharing their story that the program had a positive impact on them is very rewarding.
Online registration requested by tomorrow at ukforestry.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.